are to be shrugged at. Compliments require a wince. What I'm really trying to effect here is a sort of dead-eyed insouciance. Anything to stifle the stench of need coming off me, because if there's one thing I've learnt in life, it's this. Need is off-putting. It makes people feel responsible for you in ways they do not want to be made to feel, especially when there are no obvious gains. Which is why it's essential that Jemima doesn't for a moment suspect just how badly I need this job. You'll know that my sister, Barbara Pinkerton, is headmistress at Chilston, Jemima says, giving in to a yawn. I do know this. Mr. Crisp mentioned the connection. What did you think of it? School, I mean. The question catches me out. I'm not used to being asked my opinion. I survived. Jemima smiles. Quick, complicit. She leans forward on her elbows and whispers, Barbara can be hell. She pushes a pack of Marlboros across the desk between us, and soon we're straining together over a lighter advertising a nearby auction house. Jemima gives in to a hacking cough as she exhales. Smoke hangs in the small carpeted office like fog. She returns to my CV, trailing ash across it. Fluent French. Proficient would be more accurate, but like the rest of my academic achievements, I've risked overplaying it.